Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'll start with the Houston Texans, who played a lights-out defensive game on Thursday night against the Buffalo Bills to get a 23-19 win as underdogs, a surprise win to get to 6-5, one of those season-back-on games. And then, lo and behold, your Indianapolis Colts, who you're chasing in the AFC South, lose in Kansas City. Jacksonville almost lost to Arizona. It would have been a perfect weekend for the Texans. But they are, as of this moment, two games back in the division, and they still play the Indianapolis Colts twice. They are in control of their own destiny. I think their win, Colts loss, means Houston was one of the big winners of the weekend. They have won back-to-back games with Davis Mills at quarterback. They'll get C.J. Stroud back. They remind me a lot of the Broncos, Danny.
Yep.
This is a very troubled, mediocre offense, but an elite Super Bowl caliber, really special defense.
I keep banging this drum. They've allowed more than 20 points twice. Just twice in 11 games. In this modern NFL, that's incredible. That's as you said, a championship caliber defense. If you get any plays out of that offense, and that's really all they're counting on at this point, is a couple plays per week, don't do anything fancy, all of a sudden they are frisky. They're outside looking in still, and they play the Colts, they play the Chiefs, on the road at the Chargers as well, and then the Colts a second time. So not the easiest schedule down the stretch, but they were on life support at one point, but now they've ripped off, 6 out of 8 wins? Not with the great offensive performance for the most part. That defense is carrying the way.
Week 12, big winner. Unimpressive, again. I am not going to tell you this team is really good. Doesn't matter. They're in first place again. The Baltimore Ravens, with a win, and the Steelers losing to the Chicago Bears, got to 6-5, tied for the top of the AFC North via tiebreakers. They are in front in the division. Still very much up in the air because the Ravens and Steelers actually play two times in the final 5 games of the season starting 2 weeks from now. They've got Bengals, Steelers, Bengals coming up. So if they hold serve against Cincinnati, Joe Burrow will be back on Thursday night for Bengals, Ravens. Then they're going to be in a really, really good spot. They barely beat the Browns 2 weeks ago. They struggled with, but never really a doubt against the Jets 23-10. Lamar Jackson's not playing that well. None of that really matters. Out of the bye, they are 5-0. They've won 5 straight games to get to 6-5. Big winner in week 12, the now first place Ravens.
Yeah, figure them out. I challenge all of you. To start the season, Lamar, 10 touchdowns, 1 pick, was running, doing his normal dance, where he's going to lead the league in efficiency, yards per attempt, adjusted yards per attempt, EPA per dropback, all the things that let you know this is an MVP candidate. He's playing his worst football as the defense went from an embarrassment to now pretty decent, but they've squeaked by a couple bad teams and struggled to do it while he's playing poorly, and now they're in first place. I have no idea what to predict week in and week out with them. None.
Since their bye week in week 7, so that's 5 games, 5 wins, they are a top 5 defense in the league on first and second down efficiency and EPA per play. They have gone from dreadful defensively to pretty damn good.
Yep.
Allowed 6 points to the Dolphins, 10 points to the Jets, 16 points to the Browns, 16 points to the Bears. Chicago's the one legitimate offense they've actually faced really since the bye week. It's been J.J. McCarthy, Shador Sanders, Tyrod Taylor, Tua Tagovailoa. Not overly impressive.
Not a who's who.
But guess what? Those were the quarterbacks getting fat on them. early in the season.
Yep.
You know, lest we forget. So I think part of it is schedule, but doesn't matter. They were a big winner. We mentioned the Bears beating the Steelers. I think we got to give Chicago some love here. They had not won four games in a row since 2018 before this year, and they've now done that two times this season, Danny. Think about that.
Pretty incredible, man.
7 years without doing it, they've done it twice in their first 11 games this season. 8-3 for the Chicago Bears, who beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. For the Bears, they have a brutal rest of their schedule. If I had to bet money right now on them making the playoffs or not making the playoffs, believe it or not, as a Ben Johnson guy.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
I would bet against them making the playoffs. They've got the Eagles coming off of a loss. They've got the Packers in the division. The Browns, very winnable. Then they play, to finish the season, Packers, 49ers, Lions. 6 games left, 5 against likely playoff teams, 4 against the 2 juggernauts in the division. They basically have to go 3-3 to get in. I've got them going 2-4, 10-7.
And it'll be close, yeah.
But right now, they're a big winner this weekend. You had to have it against the Steelers. Caleb had the worst play I've seen a quarterback have all season. Drifts into the end zone, stands there and waits for TJ Watt to wrap him up, drops the ball next to his feet. The Steelers recovered for a touchdown. I have no idea what he was doing, but he responded with 3 touchdown passes. They overcame.
They are, again, 8-3 with a negative point differential. They remind me of that early Kyler Murray, Kingsbury, Arizona team that was like, look, they're the talk of the league. They're, you know, whatever they were, 8-1, 8-2, 9-2, whatever the heck they start off as, and they kind of collapsed. I think a collapse is coming. Doesn't take away from the fact that this has been, as you pointed out correctly, a moribund franchise that's had no answer, that hadn't been any good at all. Even if they're a little bit overinflated, even if they're a paper tiger, this is still a renaissance given where they were. I mean, go back to last year. Hail Mary breaks them. They can't get out of their own way. Everybody with a key card loses it. They all get fired. 8-3 team believe in themselves a little bit. Even if they end up just missing the playoffs at 10-7, that's still a rocket ship distance away from where they were.
They are the first 8-3 team to have fewer points than their opponents, a negative margin, since the 2020 Cleveland Browns early on during Baker Mayfield's tenure. So it has not happened that a team with this record this deep into the year has been outscored in 6 football seasons. Big winners, week 12. How about the Kansas City Chiefs? You cannot bury this team. They're going to punch through the ground like Shredder at the end of the Ninja Turtles, man. They were down 20-9 in a game that if they lost it, I really believe they don't make the playoffs.
Might have been it.
Because I don't know if people have seen their tie-breaking metrics. They're awful. They had, going into this game, one of the worst AFC play records in the entire sport. So I don't think 10-7 will get them into the playoffs. That's one of the tiebreakers. They've also lost close games, but games to most of the teams right around them in the standings, actually, that are vying for the postseason. Teams like the Baltimore Ravens, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Buffalo Bills, the LA Chargers. Like, they've lost games to these teams this year. I guess the Ravens they beat, but the rest of those teams, Chargers, Jaguars, Bills, Broncos, they lose the tiebreaker in all those games. So I bring this up to say, if they would have lost to the Colts, they would have probably had to run the table 6 in a row to get in. Because 10-7 is not going to do it via tiebreaker. It's got to be 11-6. Now, with 6 games to go, you can go 5-1 and probably still get in. They play the Texans. They play the Chargers. They play the Broncos. Tough AFC games. The other non-playoff caliber team in the AFC they deal with that's complicated is the Cowboys, who are rolling on offense right now. That's on Thanksgiving Day this week, Thursday, 4:30. Short week turnaround going to Dallas. So that's going to be maybe tougher than you would have thought on paper. But the Chiefs lose yesterday.
Yep.
They might not get in. They're down 20-9 in the fourth quarter. They come back. They win. They send the game to overtime. The Colts let that one get away.
Yeah, they chiefed it. Managed almost 500 yards of offense. Not something we're used to seeing from this group. That's, you know, dink and dunk. And for a lot of that game, it's what it looked like. There's just not many answers. They finally found some of those. They're not going over the top. I don't know that anybody is consistently anymore, just because everybody plays 2 deep safeties and, you know, a lot of coverage shells to keep you in front. But those kind of, I think of those as like dagger throws, where you get it to a guy that's on the run, he breaks free, Rashee Rice in open space, there's a catch and run element to it. Some of those chunk plays that frankly have been missing from this offense, really feels like for years, as they've had to Pacheco and Kareem Hunt and Kelce and sort of, you know, some Juju Smith-Schuster underneath type stuff matriculating down the field. There were a couple strike moments yesterday, which kind of felt like the Chiefs of old to a degree. That was a major awakening for them. Now, you know, listen, they've got enough easy games left in theory. Titans, Raiders. If you pick up another couple of wins, there's a chance. There's a really good chance now they're in the postseason. That wouldn't have been the case had they lost yesterday. They're major winners from yesterday.
I agree, but to reiterate, they're probably not getting in at 10-7, so they can't lose two more games.
Right.
That's the point. I mean, they have to go 6-1 down the stretch. Now it's 5-1 with this win. Had they have lost, you got to run the table. But two losses anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
And if
because it's all AFC except for Dallas, to your point.
Best case scenario for them would be you lose to Dallas, you run the table after that, I guess, if you're going to lose one. But yeah, a 10-7 record via tiebreakers is not going to be good enough for them, I don't think. It's got to be 11-6. The best team in football is the LA Rams. They played on Sunday Night Football last night.
My goodness.
Big winners, week 12 on Grant and Danny to start the show after the bye week. They pummeled the Bucs 34-7. Baker Mayfield leaves arm in a sling by the end of the game after being picked off twice. Teddy Bridgewater of high school head coaching fame, 8-15, 62 yards in relief. The Rams, though, man, Matt Stafford is your most valuable player right now. He has thrown 27 touchdowns without an interception. On the year, he's got just two picks, closing in on 30 touchdowns. I have a hard time imagining anybody beating the Rams if they play anything close to what they did last night. The Bucs are a playoff caliber team. They dismantled. This is a very good defense. We're going to talk about the excellent performance in primetime of Emmanuel Forbes last night, who's flourished in L.A. We'll also talk about Cam Curl, their leading tackler last night, who's been really, really good. That's coming up next segment. But led by a couple former Commanders under the bright lights, they had this awesome defensive game. Their offense is also upper echelon. Puka Nacua is uncoverable. Devontae Adams has had this renaissance this season, says it's the most fun he's ever had. You've got the MVP at quarterback. They didn't really need a whole lot in the running game, but when you need to go to Kyren Williams, he's there for you too. What's the flaw here for the Rams?
They don't have any. And this is all injury dependent. I mean, I suppose you could say that for anybody, but Matt Stafford to me is just, the whole thing's so tenuous. I mean, Collinsworth towards the end of the game, because it's a laugher last night, they're up by a million the entire time. It was over before it started. It's kind of going through the tail of Stafford's season where he was like, yeah, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go and if we're going to try. And it's held up to this point. I mean, to his credit, it's amazing. They don't play anybody at all in the preseason plan. They're bucking kind of the new recent trend of the way the league is going. They couldn't play Matt Stafford. His back was in traction, more or less, right? Just not being able to do anything. And he's the MVP of the league. 30 touchdowns, two picks, a maestro of that offense. They've got the new tush push, by the way. That's if they're within about 5 yards, Devontae Adams makes a little step outside like he's going to run a fade. You have to respect it because he's a 6'3", condor wingspan, toe-tapping, jumping machine that brings in touchdowns, and he just walks inside of you for a little pitch and catch for Matt Stafford. That's the greater than the tush push at this point. It's unstoppable. They're awesome.
Yeah, they are the team to beat. They proved it last week when getting outgained and in a lot of ways outplayed by Seattle and still finding a way
to beat them. They can win that kind of game too, yeah.
How do you want to lose to the Rams? It's kind of the theory right now. Last big winner of Week 12, earmuffs, Commanders fans. I thought what the Cowboys did yesterday was crazy impressive.
Yep.
They went down 21-0 at home to Philadelphia. And that was, by the way, early second quarter. The route was on. This looked like it was going to be a 47-13 game. I looked it up just for the fun of it on FanDuel to see what I could get the Cowboys at when they were down 21-0. And they were like plus 17.5 when I was looking at it. You could get them catching about 18 points. They come back to win with 24 unanswered. Pickens catches a touchdown. Dak Prescott runs for another. Game winner from Brandon Aubrey at the horn. Dak throws for 354 and a pair. Pickens, who I couldn't have been more wrong about as a fit in that offense. So far, it's been the move of the offseason, maybe. 9 for 146 and a touchdown on a day where CeeDee Lamb was dropping more passes than, you know, Andre 3000 drops bars. It was crazy watching. It's like, CeeDee Lamb, do you want to help today? They're trying to come back.
Are you not into it? You got 11 targets, man.
The team in the white and the blue, right? Yeah, like, come on, dude. Is going on here? He stunk up the joint, but he still ended up with 75 yards. That's like his worst. As bad as it gets for him is 4 for 75 with some drops. Like, that's how good that offense is. But the Eagles have flaws. We keep saying it. They are the most maddening, frustrating, great team that's ever been. Like, if you're an Eagles fan, you don't feel like your team's 8-3. Your players don't like each other. Even when you win, you win in ways where you go, how did we just win that game? When you almost win like this, you come away in the most infuriating game of the season. I don't know how Eagles fans kind of deal with it. And it's funny to say that because they're always so good and they're coming off of a Super Bowl.
Punt, 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 miss field goal, fumble, punt. That's your last seven drives.
Yep.
Against one of the worst defenses the sport has.
You got to update your file, though. They've been way better the last couple
weeks. I keep saying that. Dallas has been better, but still, come on, man. I mean, something? Anything that's not that?
The trade deadline happened, and they're a different defense right now.
Over the course of the basically the middle of the second quarter on, Philadelphia got into scoring range once and missed a field goal. It was a deep one, I think, in the 50s. But that's horrendous. I mean, that offense, as you said, great start to the game, touchdown, 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 and then after that, precious little. They had no answers.
Rapid fire here for some Week 12 losers. We talked about the Colts. I thought they played pretty well, but you're up 11. You got a chance to basically ensure, as a playoff team in the AFC picture, that you don't have to worry about the Chiefs in the playoffs, and they come back to beat you.
Yep.
You're going to live to regret that, it feels like. The Eagles, what was that? Loser for Week 12. The Bucs are taking on water now, and Baker's hurt. Have you heard anything on that sling shoulder, whatever that situation is with Baker Mayfield?
No updates, no.
That's something to monitor.
It didn't look good, I'll tell you that. Like, he was nursing, he was holding it, and it wasn't even hit on the last play. That Hail Mary, we threw it as far as he could. It wasn't anywhere near as far as you normally associate with him, and he just kind of went down in a heap, and that was done.
Well, forget the injury. They've lost 3 in a row, 4 or 5 anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina plays tonight. I don't think they beat San Francisco, but if they were to, they'd be a first-place team. And you had the Falcons that actually changed their offense completely yesterday, going under center, 12-13 personnel. I think they're cooked with their record. But Tampa Bay, if they don't have Baker Mayfield for an extended period of time, is not in the same position they were with him as an MVP candidate, obviously, cooking. The Vikings are in trouble, man. J.J. McCarthy looks awful. Washington plays them in a few weeks. Is he going to be playing? I know today we found out he's got a kind of a mystery concussion. They're not saying which play it happened on, but he told them about some symptoms after the game during travel yesterday. Now he is in question for this week. McCarthy's numbers are gross. There was a stat floating around the internet yesterday. I'm going to read this to you because this is like an all-time number here. So J.J. McCarthy ranks 851 out of 852 quarterbacks in EPA per dropback dating back to 2000, according to True Media. The only player worse, Jamarcus Russell, via Danny Heifetz of The Ringer and Spotify.
The guy that's used as a punchline. You know what I mean? The number one worst of all time, he's second worst since they've been tracking the stat. I mean, that's astounding. Now, again, it's still very early, and who knows what happens, but this has been my point here for a little bit. My hand is raised, and I'm asking questions. When you've got that setup, Kevin O'Connell, who has whispered sweet nothings into multiple quarterbacks' ears, and they have thrived under his tutelage, excellent receivers, we know that, that's bona fide, it shouldn't be this bad. Maybe the offensive line, you could quibble, this, that, and the other, totally fine, up to you, I don't care. It can't be this bad. You can't be the second worst since 2000 as a quarterback. You can be middle of the pack, not that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.